This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
Harper Audio presents Tiger Days and the Riverbank Otter by Sarah Lean, read by Cassandra Harwood.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. Surprises. Tiger Days loved tigers. She lived in a busy town and spent a lot of time indoors where she liked to draw pictures of tigers. But ever since Tiger had been visiting her grandmother, May Days, at Willowgate House in the countryside, she was beginning to be more adventurous outdoors. May Days used to live on a wildlife reserve in Africa, and even now she sometimes looked after animals that were in need of helping hands. Tiger was on her way to Willowgate with her dad. She never knew what might happen during her stays, and was often nervous about new things. But she was looking forward to sharing the summer weeks with Holly the cat and her friend Tom, who stayed with his grandfather next door during the holidays too. While driving along the country road, all of a sudden, Mr. Days slammed on the brakes. "What happened?" said Tiger, frowning. Her tummy was now turning in a worried twirl even before they had arrived. Mr. Days asked Tiger to stay put while he got out of the car and walked cautiously around to the front. "No need to panic, Tiger," he said. "Come and look." Toddling across the road in front of the car...